This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another in our series of conversations about you and your health. In this hour of DJV Health, we have Dr. Jack Stockwell here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has a website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He has a clinic. He helps lots of people as one of the very few NUCA chiropractors specializing in the upper cervical area. That is your shoulders and your neck. It makes it all work. He's a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife help hundreds and thousands of people every year with their diet and how through using various mechanisms that they have either found or created, figure out what's going on in your body. And I say this all the time, Jack, as you know, I can't imagine anybody not wanting to go on. How do you go on with your life if you don't know what's going on in your body? I just don't understand it. Never have understood it.
Well,
so I say that.
You know, yeah. All the problems that adults have, kids don't have.
Yeah.
So kids grow up in a culture of immortality.
Mm-hmm.
They stay out as late at night as they possibly can. They go outside poorly clothed in the winter because they want to have fun. So as they grow older and older, that sense of immortality stays with them, so that by the time malnutrition starts to catch up with us, and now it's earlier. It's in the 30s now. The stuff that used to be in the 60s.
Oh, look at the crap that people are eating. Yeah.
Yeah, and then of course, with all the profusion of drug commercials, we immediately think, oh, let's just go. Oh, you got that? Yeah, you need this drug. You got that problem? You need this drug. Oh, I saw this on TV the other day. You should go try this kind of stuff. And, man, it's all downhill after that once you join up to the club.
Yep. All right, speaking of that, this maybe has nothing to do with what you're doing with your health and well-being, but I noticed that Club Med is opening a very inclusive ski resort in Salt Lake, or they're just 45 minutes outside, apparently, and I know right over the hill is Park City, but it's a big 320-room resort, all kinds of things you can do there, equipment rentals, every room has a locker. This is quite the place, and it's all built around skiing. I know every time I come visit you, it's always wintertime, and you're up, what, about 8,000 feet in the mountains? How far up is your...
Well, we're just over 6,000.
6,000, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you can usually see that's where the snow level sort of begins, isn't it? And when you look around the mountains out there, it looks like the mountains were almost created for skiing. So, right?
Well, that's what the U.S. ski team thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved from Vail to Park City.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so Salt Lake City is becoming a big ski. Not that it wasn't already, but so what does that do to the health and well-being? It says we're now in the COVID thing, and the COVID thing is spread, it would seem, more rapidly among people that travel or in close groups. So you wonder if you're outside in the cold weather. I've always said this about the cows on my farm. You've heard me say this before. The cows are healthier in the winter as long as they're not exposed to cold and moisture at the same time.
Yeah.
If they're out in the cold, they love it, and it's really good for their health, much more so than the heat of the summertime. You just don't want to, you want to protect them with shelter so they don't get wet, because that's not good for them. But I wonder if that's the same for human beings. Are we, you know, you were just saying something about wearing stuff, but if you're really in good shape and you're breathing that air, the only drawback from breathing cold air is that can shock your system, right? More so than if you're just breathing normal temperature air, 50, 60 degrees.
Shocking the system. That might be a good word. Mm-hmm. Kind of a reset that it might trigger. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. There are advantages, obviously advantages to colder weather, because it's very stimulating to the immune system, provided you've got the raw material for a good active immune system. Whereas in the summertime, the extra heat and the stuff that draws us outside so that we're perspiring an awful lot more triggers a lot of internal detoxification, which sometimes can be lengthy enough that we think we've got a sickness or a disease. I don't, you know, we could go on quite a while about that, but the important thing is that there's a different physiological trigger inside the body. In cold environments, the body responds differently. That's a good point you bring up there. I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
See, once in a while I come up with a good thought. Hooray for
me. You think. You
may. There we go. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. ForbiddenDoctor.com is his website for all the GAPS things and the normal things that are going on. He's got his own NUCA website, JackStockwell.com. Check that out. Okay, so I promised I was going to throw you a softball, and here it is. Why, Jack, Dr. Stockwell, are so many vaccinated people getting COVID? Because there are, most of you I know, including me, believe that the shots will block infection, but the shots are designed to just prevent serious illness. They're not really designed to keep you from getting COVID, are they?
No,
missing
something,
or
that's a good point. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
In the emergency use authorization granted in 2020 to use these vaccines, both Pfizer and Moderna, I don't know about J&J and AstraZeneca because they're using a different methodology than the mRNA, but in their emergency use authorization papers, they said this is only to mitigate mild to moderate symptoms, not even serious symptoms. This was never, ever intended to stop the spread of COVID. And remember, anytime you get a vaccine, because of the chemical components that are inside that, because it's not just saline with a bug in it, there's all kinds of adjuvants to shock the immune system present in these vaccines. They cause immune dysregulation. They cause, and we don't know for how long, but it causes a temporary shock to your immune system, which makes you more susceptible to some kind of pathogen that's floating around that you wouldn't otherwise do so. Mm-hmm. And that coupled with the fact that the FDA just came out and said, or the CDC, not the FDA, the CDC said the PCR test does not effectively differentiate between COVID-19 and seasonal influenza, which is why you're starting to see flu has suddenly reappeared after a hiatus of a year. So the PCR test can't tell the difference between the two. So are they having flu or are they having COVID? Who knows?
One of the things that's come out in the last couple, 3 weeks, I think we talked about this last week on DGV Health with you, the whole idea of there being a spike that was engineered into the virus so it would stick to your fat. And that's why a lot of fat people, I know it sounds cruel for some,
no,
crude to
not
call
cruel
people fat, but they are. People are fat.
Yeah.
And so with all that fat in your system, that spike or those spikes that are in the COVID virus are sticking to the fat, all the more reason for you to do what we've been suggesting all along. There are all kinds of programs around now. After the first year, so, oh my God, predictable. All the weight loss ads on radio and television, go do this program, Weight Watchers, go to Planet Fitness, do whatever. And it goes on for a couple of months. These ads will be screaming at you for a couple of months. And then at the end of the day, congratulations. Many of you will lose a lot of the weight that you put on.
Yep.
But then the question comes up, how do you keep it off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin supports weight loss and weight losers. So if you want to be, remember the Beatles song, I'm a loser. So you want to be a loser. In this case, it's good. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Check out the programs they have there. You can actually get a counselor to help you. You can do live chat, all sorts of things to join the Calitrin movement and get healthy and stay healthy. So all natural savings are fabulous at this time of year. When you're buying the stuff, you get the after pay option. So you save your life, you save your money. Go to toploss.com and sign up for Calitrin, the natural weight support system. Use the discount code DJV. You get the best values and free shipping. Toploss.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, the International Week of Mind-Body Wellness. I don't know if you knew that or not, but this week celebrating the healthy mind and healthy emotions, that leads to a healthy body. So, say, these people who are actually following the soul of purpose. You've ever read that book? It's really quite an interesting book. But you, basically, you and I, one of the things we have in common is we believe in the connection between spirit, mind, and body. Well, and that's really what this week is all about. And so I wonder how do you, when people come into your clinic in Salt Lake City and, you know, they really need to be aware of these things. Do you handle them straightforward way, or do you kind of beat around the bush with people?
You know, when I started out 30 years ago, I had an agenda.
Yep.
I don't have an agenda anymore.
Your agenda then?
I want you to comply with what the protocols require for me to get you what you're paying for. Now, I just meet them where they're at, and I don't push a lot of stuff on them unless they ask a question. Unless they ask a question like, Dr. Jack, what do you do? No, if they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, they're talking about a mattress or a pillow or vaccines or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you do? Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. Now, the majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. That's it. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion. Now, with that said, there are those who come in who want to have a family reunion. And they say, oh, you remember when I was here a few months ago and I told you about such and such? And they want to pick the conversation up where they left off, and I try to remember it. And I try to remember, I try to meet them where they are at, because they will not move forward from there if they have to put up with a defense with my judgments.
International Mind Body Wellness Week, harmonizing mind, body, and soul. I find this to be very important, very impactful on my health, on my physical health. And I just pass it along for your information. You can like it or love it. As they say, digest it or dump it. 21 past the hour on DJV Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, back with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack Stockwell here from his perch, Snooka Chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner in the office in Salt Lake City, Utah. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can get Jack's radio programs, and his most recent one is a focus on Dr. Fauci. Fauci still, though, at the end of the year, Jack, in the talk radio countdown show that I do every week, the end of year show showed that Fauci was the third most talked about, just behind Trump and Biden, in terms of news talk radio, who's being discussed.
Yep.
So, under
you
the
were
circumstances.
Number 4, weren't you?
And they're you and me together. Jimmy Fallon has posted on his social media that he's positive. He had shots and that sort of thing. I guess that goes back to what we were saying a few minutes ago. Just because you have a shot doesn't mean you're going to get it. Now, I want to share with you and the audience the experience I had this week going to see the pulmonologist that I've gone to see every year because of the congestion. I talked to you about the congestion. Things have stayed basically the same, except every once in a while I get hoarse, like I just did a few minutes ago, and my voice goes and cracks and goes away for a few seconds, and then I clear my throat. But that's all part of this whole business of whether this in this season whether COVID affects those people who have any kind of pulmonary problem. This guy is the head of the thoracic unit at Newton Wellesley Hospital in suburban Boston. Remembering, and I asked him about this back last year, he was on duty 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, from April 1st of 2020 until August 1st of 2020. And all their 254 beds were filled all the time. People who were dying, he said, you know, every one of them had a compromised system in one way or another, except for one guy, 43-year-old postman, never smoked, never, his body was in great shape. He got it and he died, and he'd had a couple of shots. I don't, you know, you say, well, why would that have happened? He did say, however, right now, there are only 3 people in the intensive care unit, and they all have Delta. And that the people getting COVID, getting Omicron, no big deal. And he also said that every person that he's seen that has died from this from the beginning had not been vaccinated. So I know that that's something that you would want to perhaps take a swipe at.
Well, now there are many, many people who have been vaccinated who are dying, but they've changed the definition. And that's part of the problem because of the numbers game that they're doing. You know, if you had a positive COVID test in the previous 30 days before you're admitted to the hospital for a broken leg or pulmonary embolism or anything else, mm-hmm. and situations arise that you die from the heart attack or the liver dysfunction or the kidney failure, it'll be considered a COVID death. These definitions change according to the CDC, and I try to stay on top of this as much as I can. Not so much that it immediately affects me, but because my patients are asking me questions all the time. If you get two shots and you haven't got the booster yet, but you die of some kind of pulmonary embolism at 32 years old, which shouldn't happen at all, within a few weeks to a month or so following the vaccination, but you haven't got the booster, mm-hmm. it wasn't the vaccine that did it. I mean, there's an incredible political
game being
played.
Well, see, this is what's so frustrating about this, because people don't know what to do, because they hear you and you're a credible source say one thing, and they hear people like Jack, Ken Cronaw say something else, and he's a credible source, so they throw their hands up in the air. I'm giving you information, folks. You got to figure these things out on your own, what's right for you. Dr. Jack Stockwell with the top five reasons never to take a proton pump inhibitor in the next half hour of this hour of DJV Health.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earned Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles. Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off rings January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. Again, that's 800-903-5962. Paid for by NPS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. They do work to identify contagiousness. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the mostly partisan January 6th Commission continues its investigation, it should be noted the only gunfire that day came from a Capitol Police officer that shot and killed an unarmed U.S. veteran. Lawmakers in D.C. have determined the Capitol Police officer will not face any charges. The family of slain Ashley Babbitt called the shooting a murder and complained the officer's actions cannot be justified. So as we head into January 6th on Thursday, one lawmaker is calling out the commission as propaganda. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, speaks out on Newsmax.
They have nothing else to do. They have failed on every single policy that the Democrats have brought forward. Inflation is out of control. The border is wide open and nothing is being done about it. The Democrats don't even care. Crime is skyrocketing. And our country is falling apart. But what is terrifying Americans even more is this type of authoritarian control that Joe Biden and all of the Democrats are welding all over the country. So they're very concerned about what they're seeing from January 6th with Nancy Pelosi and her awful January 6th committee. It's nothing but Russian collusion 2.0. And they're going to continue to run it into the ground day in and day out, trying to hurt Republicans going into the midterm elections.
President Trump has canceled a press conference scheduled for 6 January at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Trump blamed the total bias and dishonesty of the fake news media as one of the reasons. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour, ready to go. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. Jack has been studying proton pump inhibitors. So first, before we talk about why not to use them, what are they? And why are they used, generally speaking?
One of the fascinating mechanisms of your body producing hydrochloric acid is there's something that line millions and millions and millions of these little tiny guns that line the wall of the stomach called a proton pump. And what the proton pump does is it pumps out a hydrogen ion. Just, it's an H with a little minus sign. Hydrogen ion, just whenever it's triggered with the presence of some kind of food into the stomach. And combined with another chemical process, that hydrogen ion produces HCl, hydrochloric acid. And we want a stomach full of hydrochloric acid when we eat foods, especially proteins, to begin the digestion of those proteins before it gets into further digestion into the small intestine. Now, what happens because of our diets, eating a lot of foods that Mother Nature didn't make?
These things say have gluten.
Gluten. No, Mother Nature made gluten.
Okay, but the people who have gluten most likely to be the ones using a proton pump inhibitor. Maybe. And the brands that we are, what are we, there's two or three, we begin with a P, there's Nexium or Nexium, I think, isn't there, isn't that
yeah,
what we're talking
several,
about?
There, yeah, there's several, yeah, there's Omeprazole, Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, I think those are the three big ones.
Okay.
And I think Nexium, I think, is the purple pill, if I remember right. But those are the three, Nexium, Prilosec, and Prevacid. And what they do is they stop the proton pump, or they inhibit it. That's why it's a proton pump inhibitor. It stops the formation of hydrochloric acid, which is absolutely insane, but for a lot of different reasons. However, it does stop acid indigestion. Now, the problem is that when you have an acid indigestion problem, this stuff is sitting in the stomach and you get reflux and the gas is burning up your throat, is because there's food in the stomach that doesn't belong there. Or it's in a proper, improper combination, because when you mix processed carbohydrates along with dense proteins, animal flesh, you know, like a hamburger with a big thick bun or something on it like that, that bun goes a different digestive pathway than the protein in the hamburger does. And when they're mixed together, the body will hold on to that hamburger bun in the stomach when it could easily pass into the small intestine if it was by itself, to try to digest the protein that's in the hamburger.
Let's go slowly with this, because this is very important stuff. How many people, I'm listening to you because over the years with my, I had a little celiac, I have gluten intolerance now, and I can wake up in the middle of the night after having something that may or may not, I might have had a cookie that was made with wheat flour, I might have had a piece of cake or pie, and a little ice cream, and I go to bed, and about 3 hours later I wake up in horrible, not pain, but discomfort. And so I take some things that you suggested that Standard Process has to calm things down. Most of the time, it works pretty well. But there have been doctors who have said to me that the danger of having all of this acid that you're talking about is that sooner or later, if you have it all the time, that indigestion bringing the acid reflux into your esophagus, is it could create a situation where you are going to get a cancer of the esophagus.
It's preceded by something that's called Barrett's esophagus.
Yeah, right.
And, Barrett's, you know, anytime you disturb tissue long enough, there's a very good chance. You know, it's just like if you took a 1 square inch patch of skin, say, on your thigh, and you put, you know, a solution of iodine, like the iodine you would buy in the drugstore for infection or, you know, cuts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If you put a 1 square inch patch of that iodine on your skin every day for about 30 days, you're asking for a skin cancer to develop there because of the, although iodine is absolutely essential to our life, in this particular situation, you're getting too much of it over too little a period of time. If you have acid indigestion every day with this volcano of gas going up your esophagus, burning all the way up to the back of your throat, yeah, you're asking for some serious side effects from that. So,
then how do you calm it down? How do you change? Because I don't eat.
You change.
I look away from gluten. It's, you know, once in a while I break the rule. But, you know, this sort of thing produces not only gas, coughing, and little lumps of mucus, that kind of stuff. It all comes as a result of this. So over the years, doctors have said to me, not you, doctors have said, take Nexium for 8 weeks and see what it does for you.
Yeah, the proton pump inhibitors are only supposed to be used for a very, very, very short period of time.
Right.
Because they stop the digestion of protein. Your bones are a third protein. Your tissues are made of fat.
So do you take calcium, like one of the things that I do every night?
I do the
calcium routine with vitamin D, all that stuff from Standard Process from your office.
Yeah, well, that's for your bones and for other reasons that your body needs calcium. But here's the important thing. You don't have acid indigestion because there's too much acid in the stomach. You have acid indigestion because there's not enough acid in the stomach. And here's the key here, although that sounds counterintuitive. Here's the problem. If there's not enough acid in the stomach, what you have eaten will sit there and ferment. and form gases and form different kinds of acids, because your stomach will not release those contents into the small intestine until they're broken down to the point the small intestine can handle it. That's why we use Zypan. I mean, we probably sell more Zypan than anything else. It's a concentrated hydrochloric acid. And when people will eat their meals and take two or three of these after the meal, the food is sufficiently acidified that it can get into the small intestine and it doesn't sit around and ferment. We get rid of more acid ingestion all the time by adding acid to the food. I know that sounds crazy, but that's how it works.
Describe that again. Zypan, which you get from Jack's office at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's a standard process product, and it does what? That is the same as a proton pump inhibitor?
No, the opposite. The exact opposite. You need acid in there to break down those proteins, or your body will suddenly start to have some serious problems. As you were introducing this, you know, the five reasons not to take a proton pump inhibitor. Mm-hmm. We can get to that.
All right. We'll continuing this important conversation. I wonder how much it will be impacted by taking the long life energy enzymes, which are supposed to be part of what goes on in your stomach, keeping your gut healthy. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Dr. Jack Stockwell in a matter of moments here. This is DJV Health.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, he's got the things at his website are exclusive to him. The DJV Health site has also podcasts of the conversation that Jack and I have. The best, if you will, the highlights. Every week you can listen to those highlights at djvhealthshow.com or wherever, you know, you can follow DJV Health Show on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and get the audio as well at djvhealthshow.com, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. So we're just looking at stats. Hundreds of people listening to it's actually in the thousands now. I think 7,000 or 8,000 people last month. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it is when they hear the program and or they hear the podcast. But anyway, you can find that at djvhealthshow.com. We're talking to Dr. Jack about proton pump inhibitors and how they are bad for you. So if you use them, like I've been told over the course of my problem with gas and all the other things, maybe that's too much information, but it comes from having this gluten intolerance. I didn't have celiac, but I still have the gluten intolerance. So at times I've been told to use this proton pump inhibitor. You say it increases the risk for kidney disease. You say it increases the risk for heart disease. You say it increases digestive disorders, which is pretty much the exact opposite of what the doctors who promote this sort of thing would tell you. It'll save your esophagus. It'll save your stomach. It'll save your internal organs. So you are on the opposite end, not that that's unusual, of the information that comes from some of the standard practitioners.
Well, that's it. And when you consider how vitally important protein is to the body, the bones, the muscles, the ligaments. The
what does it do? Just cook it? Just passes it out of your system? These
it can't be properly digested. So what happens is you start dumping undigested proteins into the system. And that's when you start having problems with the kidney, because the kidney has to filter all this stuff. And you've got these little tiny tubules inside the kidneys that regulate and uptake water, bring water, keep water in the system, get rid of water depending on what the conditions are at any particular time. And those tubules begin to be affected by these undigested proteins. And so you end up with acute kidney injury, chronic kidney disease, end-stage renal disease that takes place after long-term use of the PPIs. Now, when the PPIs first came out, they're only, as we mentioned earlier, they're only supposed to be used for a short period of time.
And they're okay to use that way, or you don't like to use them at all?
No, because it's not. It's only addressing a symptom. It's not addressing the cause of the symptom.
And what, again, addresses the
cause?
You don't
have enough acid in your stomach.
So
you've been eating processed foods to the point that your stomach is just sitting there talking back and forth with the brain, and the stomach says, what the hell am I supposed to do with this stuff? This isn't food.
But see, I don't do that. I don't eat a lot of that bad stuff.
Well, no, and how much acid indigestion do you have?
Well, I'll have, if I, it isn't so much, well, the acid indigestion comes after gluten, after eating a cookie, after eating a piece of cake, after eating something I use.
Yeah.
That's
a gut
that
problem,
to
not
make
a stomach problem.
Well, the gut and the stomach, people think
gluten
of the same thing.
Gluten is a gut problem. Well, the stomach is a part of the gut, that's true. Mm-hmm. But what happens with gluten is that if you have a leaky gut, and everybody in America, to some degree or another, by the time they're 21 years old, has a leaky gut because they've been eating the standard American diet. Proteins will get through, undigested proteins will get through the wall of that gut into the bloodstream and cause an allergic reaction, some kind of a reaction in the body that's very uncomfortable, bloating and gas and all this other stuff.
Yeah, right.
Well, gluten is a very good, strong protein for health in the human body, provided it's properly broken down and it doesn't leak through the gut wall into the bloodstream. But because of our diets, because of the standard American diet, we've gotten to a point where our diets are comprised of these foods. The body simply has a hard time breaking down. And when gluten gets through the gut wall into the bloodstream, you're going to have this gluten effect. Gluten intolerance, we call it.
Yeah.
But the body reacts to the presence of something in the bloodstream that should not be there. And then you end up creating a long-term allergic reaction to it. So every time it shows up thereafter, you get that gluten effect.
All right. One of the things that Jack has in his stable of supplements is the long-life energy enzyme I pointed out a few minutes ago. This is very important for this sort of thing as well, whatever's going on in your gut. So as it may change, if you use it every day like I do, it'll change your, it'll sort of change what's going on in your gut. And that's what you need. That's what Jack is pointing out here. So check out the long-life energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com and Dr. Jack as well.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now. Good Day Health in Gear with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, home of lots of snow. So you probably heard us talking about this Monica Almeida, who was the nurse that was vaccinated in England. She had COVID, and she went into a self-induced coma, and the doctors gave her a large dose of Viagra. So you want to explain to us, perhaps in a clinical way, why it is that Viagra would have saved the day for this lady, and is this going to become a popular way to fix the problem of getting really sick with COVID? And if not Viagra, how about Levitra and Cialis? As Jennifer said, oh, Doug, that's your Friday night. No, it's not. But anyway.
Well, you all know about nitric oxide.
And yes.
Nitric oxide causes vascular dilation.
That expansion, right?
Yeah, just, you know, your blood vessels aren't solid tubes. You know, like tiny little straw-type things that are solid on the outside and hollow on the inside. Mm-hmm. They're cells that wrap around one another, forming a tube. And single cell, I mean, this is marvelous how this all comes together. And those cells respond to the presence of nitric oxide. But they also respond to other kinds of chemical stimulus. So whether it's sildenafil or whether it's Cialis or Viagra, and there's other drugs besides those two that causes a relaxation of those blood vessels, but also some release of nitric oxide that allows the little tubes to expand, to dilate, which drops blood pressure and allows more blood to flow through. And so when you have something like COVID that is triggers something called endotheliitis, which is inflammation of the inside of those blood vessels. That's where all the microclotting and most of the deaths are being attributed to now. Because they realize this isn't an upper respiratory infection like pneumonia or tuberculosis or something like that. But it does immediately affect the lungs because it's causing microclotting in these little blood vessels. Mm-hmm. So what happened, and I haven't read the reports or anything else, just the news release, is that it's probably allowing more blood to flow through the micro structures, the capillary structures. You know, the capillaries are the smallest of the arterial structures. I mean, the capillaries get down to so small, red blood cells have to line up single file to get through them. They're so small. And when you get some clotting in there, as COVID creates, or the vaccine more than the COVID, these things start getting...
You want to explain that a little bit? How does the vaccine create...
The spike protein. The vaccine causes the cells to produce the spike protein. That was the whole push behind Moderna back in 2017 when they were announcing this, even before anybody had ever heard of COVID. Tal Zaks, who was the medical director of Moderna at the time, says, we've hacked the software of life. We've learned how to make the body make its own vaccines. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the spike protein does, is the spike protein gets into all the cells, which is alien to human physiology, and the immune system sees this, and the idea is it would create antibodies to it. But something that I don't know whether they knew it in advance or not, but one of the side effects of this stuff is it creates microclotting. And so when they would administer Viagra to this patient, it would cause all those tiny little vessels to open up to make sure plenty of blood got through. So now whether they're going to base a whole new medical intervention on that or not, we don't know. But that was taking place.
Well, the other item is Cialis. I wasn't being facetious. Cialis and Levitra are the other things that do the same thing as Viagra for a longer period of time. So does it make sense? Would it follow through if you were taking them as well to have the same results as receiving Viagra?
Well, yeah, you know, on the surface, sure. On the surface. But anytime you start introducing some new total chemical intervention into something like this, there's always going to be other effects that are going to show up. And so it, you know, obviously needs an awful lot more study, but you never know. They may have stumbled across a real treasure chest here.
Yeah, well, isn't that that's what happens a lot with science and medicine.
Exactly.
You know, you're trying to get one thing done and you come up with another if you're watching carefully. All right, so that's a good update on Viagra and COVID and all that good stuff from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health portion. I just always, you know, it's there's an obvious eyebrow upper, if you will, on this. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.